Good morning. This is Pastor Hank. I want to welcome you to Central Christian Center. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Honored first-time attenders and cherished members, we are so glad that you're here. Whatever you need, I believe God's already provided it for you, and it's our desire today to help you receive from Him. Let's just enjoy the presence of God and receive what God has for us today. Isn't Jesus wonderful? Man, He knows right where you're at. He wants to do something spectacular in your life today. He wants to give you what you need. He wants to give you even more than you need. So don't leave here without getting it today, okay? Don't leave out here without Him touching you. But I want to read this. John chapter 21, verse 24 and 25. If you weren't here last week, you really ought to get that message. This is the disciple who testified of these things and wrote these things, and we know that his testimony is true. Now here's John. John's saying this about himself. He's saying, hey, I saw all this. I've told you about all this, and it's the truth. It's the truth. Then he goes on to say, And there are also many other things that Jesus did, which if they were written one by one, I suppose that even the world itself could not contain the books that would be written. I want us to begin to understand the possibilities in Jesus. I want us to begin to take the limits off. The body of Christ has sat in the back seat long enough. It's time for us to raise up and let the world see what Jesus is really like. And the only way they can see that is if they can see Jesus in our life. And don't misunderstand me. I'm not just talking about a life where we just get all kinds of stuff. But I'm telling you, if you're living for Jesus, you can't help but get all kinds of stuff. I mean, because He's loaded. He's got plenty. And if you don't have plenty, you just need to take the limits off. It's not because God doesn't want to do it for us. It's because we don't have enough faith or think we're worthy. And if this mic doesn't quit messing up, it's because we have limited Him. Not on purpose, not because we're bad, but just because we've begun to look at the Word religiously. And when you begin to put your religious pencil in this Word of God, it becomes a form of godliness without the power. And I'm wanting power in your life. And I'm not just talking about getting stuff. I'm talking about you being rooted and grounded and established in the Word of God, in the love of God. I'm talking about your life being rooted and grounded. Your life being solid with that solid foundation of Jesus. Am I still cutting out? Not? Okay. I want us to begin to realize the possibilities. John said, If we even could tell all the things that He did, if we were even to try to write those things down, the world isn't big enough to hold all the books. Now, folks, that's some stuff. Are you hearing me? That's some stuff. But He didn't stop there, because Jesus, before He left, He said in John 14, 12 through 14, He said, I tell you the truth. How many think if Jesus says, I tell you the truth, it's probably the truth? Huh? You with me? He said, I'm reading this out of the New Living. He says, I tell you the truth. Anyone who believes in me will do the same works that I have done. Hold it. He said, I'm telling you the truth. Anyone who believes in me will do the same works that I've done. Hold it. What did John just say Jesus did? He just said Jesus did so many things that if they tried to write it down, the world couldn't hold the book. What did Jesus say? See, we religiously read all this stuff, and we don't let it create any power in our life. I'm just here to tell you today, I'm supposed to do so many things that if they were to write books about it, the world couldn't even hold them. We only got three of you. Amen and that. But here's the thing. I'm here to tell you today that you are supposed to do so many things that if they tried to write them all down, the world couldn't hold the books that it would take to write all that stuff in. Are you hearing me? Well, Hank, now let's just take this, let's theologically look at, no, let's throw all that other junk out and believe what Jesus said. There's supposed to be some power in my life. There's supposed to be some power in your life. And when the world looks at us, they're supposed to see something different than they see on TV, something different than they see in the government, something different than they see in the schools. They're supposed to see something different than they see on the job. They're supposed to look at us and say, "Woo! What happened to that person? Who in the world are they?" Whenever the disciples showed up, it said we could tell that they had been with Jesus. Well, I didn't mean to get excited yet. I was going to wait a little while. And I won't get to my 83 points today. I can already tell that, okay? So, you'll do the same works that I do. But not just that. You'll even do greater works than these because I'm going to be with Father. I'm going to make sure, I'm going to pay the price, and I'm going to make sure that the enemy is totally defeated, and then I'm going to sit down by my Father, and anytime you take anything I've said and act on it, I'm going to see to it that Father does it. Well, you're just getting too way out there for me, Brother Hank. What did David say? He's out dancing in the Lord, and he come in, and his wife goes, "Well, didn't you show yourself today?" He said, "Baby, you get out of here. You ain't seen nothing yet." I served notice on the world and on the devil and all the demon spirits in this whole area. You hadn't seen anything yet. God's people are coming alive. You're going to do these things and you're going to do greater things because I'm going to be with Daddy and I'll see that it gets done. He said, so you can ask anything in my name and I will do it. Everybody say anything. Anything. In my name, and I will do it so that the Son can bring glory to the Father. Whew. Folks, you ought to take these three or four verses and go home and read them all week long. And verse 14 says, yes, I'm telling you, ask me for anything in my name and I'll do it. Now, I'm trying to shake you. And I'm going to keep trying for a few weeks. I want to shake you out of your comfort zone. I want to shake you out of your religious spot. I want to shake you so that you'll dare to believe God. I entitled this today, "Everything is Possible." How many have ever said, "Well, anything's possible"? Or you've heard somebody say, "Well, with God, anything's possible." How many's ever said, "Anything's possible"? How many know anything's possible? How many know anything's possible? If you can believe, Jesus said anything's possible, right? But I want to shift your mind right now. Are you listening? I want you to take a little mental shift in here. Because when we say anything, we just believe, well, yeah, anything's bound to happen. I want you to change that word. And every time you think that, I want you to change that word in your mind and say, "Everything is possible." Everything is possible. Because see, if I believe, oh, God can do anything, well, sure He can, but I got to believe He'll do it for me. Oh, yeah, I know He can do anything. No, He will do everything. for you. He wants to do everything for you. Well, now we've got to do a certain amount of works, and we've got to do a certain... That isn't what the Bible says. That isn't what grace says. Grace says He did it for us. When Jesus went to the cross and died, and when He said, "It is finished, baby," it was finished. So you quit. Yeah, give Him some praise. Give Him some praise. We just ate His body and drank His blood. Give Him some more praise. He's worth it. That body that was broken will give us more power than we've ever dreamed of. That blood that was shed for us will cover us and saturate us and give us more power than we ever dreamed of. Do you mind if I just get excited for a few minutes? Is that okay with you? I just want to shake you. See, it's easy to say God can do anything, but I'm telling you what, I'm starting to replace it with everything. Man, my God will do everything. When I go up and I face a challenge, I don't need to be saying and thinking that's got an element of doubt in it. Oh God, I know You can do anything. That's got an element of doubt in it. It's my faith that'll get me through this. It's my faith that'll cause this to work. It's my belief in God, my belief in Jesus and what He did, my belief that that's enough. We sang a song last week, Jesus is enough. Is He enough or not? If He's enough, then anything and everything you're facing right now, God will do it. God will take care of it. Now, it's not always the way that I want it to happen. Huh? And it's not always as fast as I want it to happen. And I mean, we got a lot of the little details to work out, but my God never fails me. He has never failed me, and He will never fail me. Because He's God. Now, what's going to happen now? Now, I don't expect everybody to get this just right instantly. But if somebody doesn't start talking about this stuff, we'll never start thinking about it. And if you don't start thinking about the goodness and the bigness of God, it'll never start happening in your life. If you don't ever start thinking about what God can do and the fact that He will do it and He'll do it for you, if you don't ever start thinking about that, it's never going to start. You'll be watching it happen in somebody else's life and you'll go, well, if I was just as good as them, or well, if I was just that, or I was this. No, I'm telling you what, Jesus said it's finished. He said you're good enough. I bought you with a price. There's no bigger price that can be paid for you. I bought you. You belong to Me. Now stand up and square your shoulders off. It's not because you're tough. It's because I was tough. Stand up and square your shoulders off. Quit letting the enemy bluff you and bully you. And I hate bullies, don't you? I hate bullies. Matter of fact, you know, I always try to be nice and I try to be loving and I try to be, but you want to see the dark side of me, just try to bully me. Well, I'm working on that. Don't try to bully me. I'm working on it. I'm gonna have all kinds of tests this week now, you know. Oh, listen to me. Jesus said, what's He saying here? He said, man, I care about everything in your life. I care about everything that you're involved with. I care about everything that's happening. He did so many great things. He did so many things that if we wrote them down, the world couldn't hold the books. I got to ask you a question. What kind of things did He do? I mean, it makes my mind go. Make my mind wonder. What kind of things did He do? What did Jesus do? He probably did the same kind of things that they recorded, only more of them. Jesus didn't do miracles for the chair. He didn't do signs and wonders for the camera. He didn't do great things, signs and wonders for the building. The things Jesus did was in people's lives. What was the effect? Mark 16:20 says, and the disciples went everywhere and preached, and the Lord worked through them, confirming what they said with many miraculous signs. What were those signs? They were things for people. Huh? I mean, He's not doing miracles for for buildings and miracles for ministries and miracles for mailing lists and miracles. I mean, I don't care, man. You can send me an offering and kiss it and do Hail Marys over it and do everything else, man. But you know, he's not doing miracles for an offering. He's going to do miracles for you. So what's that mean? They went out and shook the world. I love what Acts 19 says when they were 17. This is about 16 years later, by the way. And they said this about Paul and Silas, said, these are those who turned the world upside down, and they've come here to do it too. Folks, I think it's time to turn the world upside down. But let me just talk about this for a minute, and then we'll quit. He said, they went everywhere and preached. What did they preach? They went everywhere. They didn't go everywhere and go, Matthew 16:18 says. There wasn't a Matthew 16:18. They didn't go everywhere and said, now in the Old Testament it says this, but in the Greek it said, they didn't do that. Do you understand? When they went everywhere and preached, they went everywhere and told about Jesus, told about what he did, told about how he died for their sins, told about how he was raised from the dead, told about how he healed the sick, told about how he made the poor rich, told about how he helped everybody's need on the level of their need. Are you with me? They went and preached Jesus. We need to throw a bunch of this hogwash out and start preaching Jesus. I don't know all the theological paragraphs and all the right words and all the other things. I just know Jesus. And he'll work. He'll work every time. His name's above every name. This is what I want you to see. They went everywhere and told about Jesus, and it says Jesus worked through them and confirmed what they said. Are you with me? You understand what that means? They went and said, you don't have to be sick anymore. Jesus took stripes so you could be healed. And man, he healed a lame man. We were with him one time when a lady just touched the hem of his garment and she got healed. Man, we were with him one time and a guy's daughter had died and he just raised her from the dead. Man, we were with him. And it says Jesus worked through them and confirmed what he said with signs and wonders. What do you think happened to the sick people when they told them about Jesus? Jesus worked through them and healed those sick people. Folks, we're making this too difficult. I'm sorry, I got a PhD, but you don't have to have a PhD for God to use you to heal somebody. I'm sorry, you don't have to go to Bible college for 18 years to get God to use you and do something through you. Now, I'm not putting that stuff down, but I'm just saying you need to quit saying, well, if I was, and when I get there, and what when this happens, I'll be able to. No, you're able to right now, and it's not because of you. It's because if you will tell what Jesus did, he'll work through you and confirm what you say with signs and wonders. Well, thank you for the two that tried to patty cake there. See, I know you're trying to say, what am I really hearing? That's okay. Let it take root. Because I'm coming into a new dimension of this myself. And I'm sorry, God just can't tell me anything without me telling you. I'm sorry. I'm a blabbermouth for God. What I want you to understand. Let me, and I'll put this in more order next week, but let me tell you why it works. Where is it at, man? Isaiah 55:11, God said this. And you're not gonna, if you don't find all the scriptures, don't worry about it, because I just jumped ahead of about 20 of them I had on her list. It says, so shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. This is God talking. Says, it shall not return to me void, empty, without fruit, but it will accomplish what I please, and it will prosper in the thing that I sent it to do. Get a revelation of that. It doesn't work because you dotted all the I's and crossed all the T's. So quit waiting till you can figure out how to do it perfect, because you will never do it perfect. It will work because if God said it, that's the end of it. That's the end of it. There's no more discussion. Well, I just don't believe it. That's your problem. I believe it. That's your problem. Well, I just don't think the word really... Well, that's okay. That's okay. That's your problem. But I believe it. And I'm not going to... I don't know how to say it. I have a tendency to say stuff in hillbilly talk. Did y'all ever notice that? And if I can't think of the word, I just make one up. You know that. So, but as long as you know what I'm saying, that's all that matters. Holy Spirit will give you the gift of interpretation. I am not going to not have the power of God in my life just because you don't believe it. Whew, that was a mouthful. I don't know if I can do that again or not, Chris. Huh? And I'm not going to be mad at you if you don't believe the way I believe. I'm not going to be mad at you if you don't see it yet, or if you know, because hey, I've been wrong before. One time, Kevin, I thought I was wrong, but I was really right. Hey, I want you to understand that it works because God spoke it. See, that's why it says faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word. Okay, it's good to memorize the scripture, and it's good to keep doing that. Let me read you how the New Living says it, and it makes it so plain. It says, so faith comes from hearing, that is, hearing the good news about Jesus. Does that make a little more sense? Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God, and we got them preaching on hearing and hearing and hearing and all kinds of stuff. But it says faith comes by hearing, and that is hearing the good news about God, about Jesus. So when I tell you the good news about Jesus, that's the time for you to grab it and say, that's mine, I take it. You know, every week, I have somebody take something that I said from up here, and God does a miracle and does something in their life every week. But I also have every week a whole bunch of folks, and I'm not mad at you, and I don't even know which ones you are, so if you don't tell me, I won't know. But I have a whole bunch of folks that by Monday, they don't even know what I said because they really weren't paying that much attention because I was about to go too long and the restaurants are going to be full. And man, I've got a lot of stuff to do, and I got to get ready for Monday because we got a long week. We got a lot of stuff to do. And am I where anybody lives? See, I can tell you that because that's what happens to me. That's how I know it. That's how I know it. So what's it saying? Faith coming. See, your faith is coming now because I'm telling you about Jesus. And I just want you to know, Jesus never walked up on a sick folk that he didn't walk up on them and they said, hey, Jesus, would you heal us? He never walked up on one that he said no. He never walked up on a sick folk that wanted to reach out to him, that he never walked away and left them sick. So I'm telling you today, if you're sick, he doesn't want you sick. If you're fighting a battle, he doesn't want you fighting a battle. And maybe you've had a bad report. I'm just here to tell you the good report. Jesus loves you, and he'll take care of everything in your life. Like the lady in the store a couple weeks ago, I think I said something about it, but she said, would you pray for me? I didn't know who she was, and I said, yeah. And I said, well, come here. I said, what's your name? And she said, told me her name. And I said, okay. And so she started walking. I said, wait a minute. She came back. I said, what's the matter? She said, I just got a report that I have breast cancer. So she said, I just got a bad report that I have breast cancer. And she started walking. I said, whoa, come here. And I whispered in her ear. I said, let me tell you a good report. By his stripes you are healed. Let me tell you a good report. Jesus loves you. And right now we curse that sickness in his name. Let me tell you some good news about Jesus. And you know what? When I talk that way, he works through me, confirming what I say is the truth. See, if we just believe it's the truth. Oh, we know it was the truth for them folks way back there. Oh, and we know, Chris, when we get to heaven, oh, it's going to, what a day of rejoicing that will be. I tell you what, I decided to start rejoicing right now. Huh? I'm not waiting for something to get right. I'm not waiting for all the circumstances to look right. I'm not waiting for all the things to happen so that I see it's that. No, I'm just going to rejoice anyway. I'm going to rejoice now. Now faith is. Now my faith is. Well, Hank, I just believed and it didn't. Hold on, I don't care. I don't believe because of the results. I'm not waiting to see my manifestation before I believe. I believe it before I see it. Why? I believe it before I see it because God said it. And I have the same kind of faith in me that God has. I have part of his faith in me. I'll prove that to you next week in the scripture. I got this all jumbled up so much now that I can't get back to the points. Oh, but somebody here is getting set free. Somebody here is going to walk out of here having some power in your life, realizing that you have the power in your life. You already have it. You just need to realize it. You just need to believe it. If Jesus ever did it, Bible says he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. If he ever did it, he'll do it now. And he'll keep on doing it forever. If he ever said it, he'll say the same thing today. And he'll keep saying it forever. If he ever cared about anybody, he'll care for you. And he'll keep on caring forever. I'm not waiting for all my circumstances to work out. I'm not waiting to see a sign. I'm not waiting for anything else. No, I believe what God says because he said it. Because he said it. Joshua said that if I would meditate in his word day and night, he said, if I would not let it depart from my mouth, That means if I would not quit speaking it, if I'd not quit saying it, if I'd not quit proclaiming it, if I'd get it in my heart and meditate in my heart, then everything that comes out of my mouth will be about Jesus. Woo! Glory to God. He says, I'll make my way prosperous and I'll have good success. Put yourself in the picture. I don't even know how to end this, but I'm going to go ahead and end it. How about that? And I just got the first two scriptures, three scriptures read. Keith came up to me a while ago and said, Hank, there's no way in the world you're going to preach all those scriptures you sent me. I said, well, I can do it. Got three of them. Oh, I'm telling you what. God is so full of abundance. He is so full of life. He is so full of extravagant things. He's so full of goodness and mercy. He's so full. He said, man, I created you. Look at Ephesians 2. He said, I created you to walk in all that stuff that I created for you, that I did before. All the good works, all the good things. I created you to walk in all those good things. Man, he's been eternity, all eternity past, however long that is, creating good things for me. Huh? And I'm going, oh God, if you just would. Oh, if you just could. I promise I'll be good. Y'all never did that. Oh, I promise, Lord, I'll live right. If you will let me preach this message with power today, I promise I'll fast tomorrow. The only trouble with it is by Monday morning, I'm going, whoo, God, that was really good. Man, I need a hamburger, man. God is so full. Jesus is so ready. He is so ready to perform. Jesus said, I'm looking across the earth, just looking for anybody whose heart is towards me and after me, so I can do great and mighty things in their life. That's in your book. Read it sometime. Read it. He is so good that He does things for me even when I mess up. I mean, even when I don't get it right. Huh? Which is a good thing. Because I'm not sure I ever do anything right. Huh? Got up to yesterday to marriage retreat, and I forgot what I was going to say because that thought was so dominant in my life. I'm listening to them, and I get up to say something, and I go, Pam and I have been married almost 42 years, and I'm not really sure if we ever did anything right. But we're still here. We're still going. And now you ought to try to do right, and I try to do right. I just don't know how to do right. And you know, when the things I do, I don't want to do, and the things I don't want to do, I do. And then I don't know, man. And just all, you know, hold it, man. I'm telling you what, God loves me anyway, and He loves you anyway. So just keep trying to do it right, but don't wait till you get it right before you just receive what He's got for you, because you're not going to get it right. And if you ever do get it right, it'll just be because He caused you to get it right. Well, I'm telling you what I'm talking about is believe everything. Everything is possible. What's going to happen if you start everything you face from the time you walk out of here till next Sunday? I want you to think about it because I'm going to title the next Sunday the same thing. Everything you face, look at it and just go, everything's possible for me because of what Jesus did. Everything's possible for me. You'll have to do that for a while before you believe it. That's okay. Let your mouth say it. And then you keep putting His word in, and the word will cause something to happen. And that's what I'm saying is, God's not working through me or through you because we've lived right or because we've done right or because we've got an education or because we don't or because this or because that. He operates through us when we speak the good news about Jesus. That's why signs and wonders are happening in here right now. That's why signs and wonders will be happening when people watch this broadcast next week. That's why signs and wonders will be happening when they go on the internet and listen to the message. That's why signs and wonders will be happening in their life when they hit the CD or the DVD. Are you hearing me? It'll happen not because Hank is anything special. It'll happen because that's the good news about Jesus. The good news about Jesus is He loves you. He paid a price for you. And when it says that word salvation includes everything that you can face in life. Everything that happens, every situation, every need you have. That word salvation is complete. It means everything. Healed, delivered, saved, going to heaven, live like heaven while you're here. It included everything. I'm just telling you the good news. I'm just telling you the good news. The good news is the bad news is the devil's going to stick his head up when you walk out of here and go, brrr. The good news is you can go. And you need to quit giving him so much time. Couldn't he quit drawing so much attention to what he's doing? When he starts doing something in your life, why don't you go pick you out some scriptures or some things Jesus did and just have those on a piece of paper until you memorize them. And every time the devil starts trying to do something in your life, why don't you just turn around and look and start reading some good news about Jesus to him and watch what happens in your life. Just say, devil, I'm glad you did that. I'm glad you brought that up because I just want to tell you this. Man, Jesus went and He did this and He did that and He did this and He did that and He bruised your head and He defeated you. And He gave me power and authority over you and nothing can hurt me. And so I resist you and you have to flee. Everybody say, everything. Everything's possible. Not anything, everything's possible. It's possible for me. It's possible for me. And I'm telling you what, I'm talking about a faith, a confidence that is so strong in God. Are you listening? We're quitting, but don't miss this. Least little distraction, we go, We all do it. Listen to me. I'm talking about a faith and a confidence in God. I'm not talking about a faith and a confidence in anything you do or anything you can be or anything. I'm talking about a faith and a confidence in my God. And when I have that confidence in me, it doesn't matter what happens around me. You're not going to touch my joy. You're not going to touch my peace. You're not going to touch me. You can't affect me unless I let you, devil. Let me end with something out of Habakkuk here. Habakkuk 3. You was probably reading Habakkuk the other day, wasn't you? It says, though the fig tree may not blossom, nor the fruit be on the vines, though the labor of the olive may fall, and the fields yield no food, though the flocks may cut off from the fold, and there be no herd in the stall, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation, the Lord of my strength. He will make my feet like the deer's feet. He will make me to walk on all of my high places. You know what that says to me? It don't matter. Everything around me may fall. It doesn't matter. The whole world may crumble. But I'm telling you what, my God's enough, and my God will take care of me, and my trust is in Him, and it doesn't matter what happens. I got my eyes on Him. I'm sorry, I don't have my eyes on you. I don't have time to be mad at you. I don't have time to be upset with you. I don't have time to be paying attention to all these distractions. My eyes on God, and I trust you, God. I trust you, and my joy is going to be full. I'm telling you what, I'm not waiting until tomorrow to be full of joy. The joy of the Lord is my strength. I'm sorry, I'm not. If you don't want to be happy today, that's okay. I'll love you anyway, and so will God. But I'm not waiting until tomorrow. I'm going to be happy right now. It's my choice. It's my choice. You understand? Are we starting to understand a little bit what faith is? You know, faith isn't something to maneuver God and to get. No, faith, man, is just, I trust Him. If He said it, it'll come to pass. Sure, I know the devil might put up a resistance. You know, he put up a resistance to Daniel in Daniel chapter 10 when he prayed. Daniel prayed, and it was what, 21 days? I need to read that. I'll read that for next week and tell you it again. It was 21 days. He says, and finally, he's praying and fasting, and finally his answer comes. And Michael, the angel, tells him, or whichever angel it was, tells him, says, hey, he said, the first day you started praying, God heard you, and He sent your answer. He said, we just had some resistance here, but He said, I fought my way through, and here's your answer. Oh, problem is, you just quit too quick. Huh? You just give up too quick. And so do I. But I'm aiming to change. How about you? Huh? I'm wanting to change. I'm not wanting you to change and be what I want you to be. No, I'm wanting to be what God wants me to be. Huh? Getting into another sermon there. Better stop. Everybody say everything. Everything's possible. So when you look today or this week and you look at this situation, it looks like, man, I don't see any way. I don't know. There's just no way. I just can't see how that happened. Just look at it right in the eye and say, everything's possible. Everything's possible with Jesus. And matter of fact, sickness right now, I'll just take that name of Jesus and I'll just raise it above your name. This name of sickness, you have to bow your knee to the name of Jesus. I'll just take this name of lack because I don't have enough. I'll just take this name of Jesus and I'm just going to lift this name of Jesus up above this name of lack. and you have to bow your knee, Lack. You can't stop the angels from bringing me the money I need. You can't stop from God from sending me the blessing. You can't stop those blessings from getting to me. I just made my mind up, and that's the way it is, and I'm not changing my mind. Whew. I love this today because I got about four more sermons for you while I was talking here, man. Now, if I can just remember them until I get home, I'll be okay. I just want God to be big in your life. Huh? I just hope something in your mind just clicks. You didn't have to understand everything we talked about. You didn't have to agree with everything. But just say, God, just let the right things in my mind click. Just let the right things happen. Does that sound good? How many got some giants you're ready to speak to this week? Some situations. You just ready to look them in the eye. I'm telling you what, man. You just look in the eye. The hindrances on that business, you just look that enemy in the eye and say, no, man, I'm prosperous because of Jesus. Everything's possible. Everything's possible, and I'm just going to believe Him. Now, I'm expecting to hear some good reports from you. I'm expecting to hear some good reports. While we've been talking, somebody was here, and while we were talking, you thought, well, yeah, but this is all great, but I don't even know for sure if I'm right with the Lord. I don't even know for sure if I'm saved. I don't know who you are, but you know who you are. And the fact that you've been feeling that in your heart, that tugging, that pulling. Matter of fact, that's why you came to church today. You didn't know why you came, but you just knew you wanted something from God. And that's why you came today, was so He could pull you with His love and you'd make a decision for Him. So I don't know who you are here, but somebody here, you don't know for sure you're saved. Maybe you've never even made the first step, but maybe you have, but you're just not for sure now. See, God wants you to be for sure. And it's while He's pulling you, while He's tugging at you, you can't say, well, I'll do it next time or I'll do it later. You can't do that because you've done that before and then the next time never came. And when you left, when you said no, that pulling and that tugging left and it wasn't in there anymore and you felt like, well, it wasn't near as important as I thought it was and I'll do it later. But see, the only time you can come to Him is when He's pulling your heart, when that tug's there like it is right now. That's the only time you can come to Him. And what He's trying to tell you is, hey, I love you. I'm not condemning you. Come to me. I just want to take you. I want to restore you. I want to put your life back together. See, what He's saying is, He's not saying you're a dirty old sinner. He's saying, hey, everybody was that way. That's why I sent Jesus. But I want you. I want you. And if you'll just take a step of faith and receive my son Jesus, if you'll just take a step of faith and receive Him right now, I will totally revolutionize your life. I'll change your life. I'll change you from the inside out. Whoever that is, hey, I don't know, maybe the people sitting by you or in front of you or in back of you, maybe they think you're right, but you know what? When it comes time, each one of us are going to stand before God by ourselves. And we either made the decision or we didn't make the decision. You know what? If you miss heaven, you won't miss heaven. You won't go to hell because of you sinned and because of the sin in your life. You hear me? You will not go to heaven hell because of the sin in your life. You will go to hell because you never received Jesus, the forgiveness for that sin. And it's not anything you can do. It's free. It's a gift. You just have to, by faith, say, hey, I surrender all. Here I am, God. I don't know. When I came to Him, I just said, God, I don't have much to offer, but here I am. He said, that's all I want, you. Is that you today? If it is, I want you to come down here and let one of us pray with you. Everybody stand. We're going to sing a verse here. If you need to come, come. Maybe you just need to rededicate. Maybe you don't know that you're right. If that's what you need, you just come. Maybe you've been saved and you want to be baptized. You come. We'll make sure we baptize you. But if you need to come, you come and hurry. Just come and let us pray with you.
God's gonna move His pace. God's gonna move His pace. God's gonna turn this whole world upside down.
Who else? Come on. Come on. Who else?
God's gonna move.
Say, well, I don't know what they'll think. Don't worry. They'll just be praising God. They'll just be happy.
Upside down. There's only one name.
Hurry. You gonna come?